And here's Rocky Grass.
Celebrating their 30th anniversary as a band, they're going to lead our hearts and souls as we connect to the flow. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome High Plains Tradition.
Cheering, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, one will send me one by one. One was a little bitty baby, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Lordy.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee two by two. Two was a fallen Silas. One was a little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Lordy.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee three by three. Three was a Hebrew children. Two was a fallen Silas. One was a little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Lordy.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four. Four was a foal that stood at the door. Three was a Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Oh, Lordy.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee ten by ten. Ten was the Ten Commandments. Nine was the nine that stood in the line. Eight was the eight that waited at the gate. Seven was the seven that didn't get to heaven. Six was the six that didn't get fixed. Five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem.
Morning, everyone I see.
fall asleep. Rain night and day, or you sink in deep. Fathers and mothers are praying oh so loud, saying, Lord, won't you take me in your
fans. Welcome to a beautiful Sunday morning. This is High Plains Tradition. We're a local band out of Denver. We've been all over the place. We really have enjoyed playing for the last 30 some years, and it's been a big thrill for us to be able to come and sing our gospel show for you, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy doing it. Sunday mornings is a beautiful thing for us, and we really do enjoy doing it. Let's introduce the boys in the band. For those of you that have never seen High Plains Tradition before, over here on my left, the short little feller. He's got that big grin on his face this morning. It's a Sunday. It's a blessed day. All the way from Cheyenne, Wyoming, make him feel welcome, that's Steve Gilmore.
Hi, folks. Thank you.
Over here on my right, your far left, playing the five-string banjo. He'll play real hard for you, make him feel welcome. That's Mark Leslie from Fort Collins, Colorado. Back here on the fiddle is a gentleman that we're real proud to have come play with us. Our normal fiddle player couldn't make it up this weekend, and Reed Buckley is a fiddle player and is filling in, and we're really glad to have him all the way from Bismarck, North Dakota. Make him feel welcome. That's Reed Buckley.
Yeah, Reed.
Back here on the mandolin, he's been in the band as long as the band's been together. He and I put this band together back in 1987. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. We always told ourselves, as long as it's fun, we're going to keep doing it, and we're still doing it. He writes most of our original material, and he sings some of the high tenor, and he plays a really great mandolin. There's probably not too many instruments that he doesn't play other than a tuba.
And I play tuba too.
Well, no. But if you make him feel welcome, one of the original founding members of High Plains Tradition, Mr. Doug Elrich.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks, folks. Holding us all together on a big bass fiddle is a man that's been standing in that position since the band was brand new. And he's one of my best friends, Mr. Kenny Pabst on the bass.
Thanks, folks.
Well, I can't tell you. I got to tell you, folks, whenever I think about gospel music, I just can't help thinking about the banjo. That's a joke, yeah.
It's a divine, isn't it?
Not a real good joke, but it was a joke anyway. Mark learned to learn a little piece from Mr. Jim Mills, and we liked it so well, we're going to have him do it for you right now.